This is Money Talk.
Our money is your money. We print it for you to use.
America's most trusted advisor on money matters for 25 years. Now, Bob Brinker.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to America's Money Program. This is Money Talk. We come your way each and every weekend talking about subjects financial, and we do thank you for the company. We appreciate you joining us very, very much here on Money Talk. Well, you know, there's a lot of talk here in 2016 about placing tariffs on U.S. imports. We've heard various individuals talking about introducing tariffs on imported items. This has always been a popular subject when you start talking about protecting American jobs. And there is a theory that one of the ways to protect American jobs is to slap a price, a tariff, if you will, on imported products, thereby making those products more expensive for those trying to buy them in the U.S. And, of course, what usually happens is that when a country places tariffs on products, then on the other side of the equation, the tariffs go the other way, so that U.S. exports into those countries are then hit with tariffs. And that is how a trade war begins. Now, you can start. It's easy to start a trade war, but you cannot win a trade war. In a trade war, everybody loses. This is first grade, make it kindergarten, economic theory. And we have proof of this because we have precedent for all of this. It's called the Smoot-Hawley Tariff Act of 1930, known formally as the Tariff Act of 1930. And when you look at the Tariff Act of 1930, the aim was to provide revenue in the form of tariffs on imported products. The aim was to regulate commerce with foreign countries by placing tariffs on imported products. And the aim was to encourage, supposedly, the industries in the USA and to protect American labor. Now, this is also known as the Smoot-Hawley Tariff and the Hawley-Smoot Tariff, and take your pick. It was enacted by the 71st Congress of the USA in March of 1930. It had been actually introduced in the House in the spring of 1929, introduced by Willis Hawley, and it went through committee consideration, House Ways and Means, and Senate Finance. It passed the House in the spring of 1929, passed the Senate in the spring of 1930, and became effective March 13th of 1930. Unfortunately, the Tariff Act of 1930 is cited as one of the principal contributors to the Great Depression. The Tariff Act of 1930 is viewed as one of the major contributors of the Great Depression of 1930. It was signed into law by President Herbert Hoover in March of 1930. Now, there were efforts to avoid this debacle known as the Tariff Act of 1930. Unfortunately, these efforts, although they were very well-founded and well-grounded, they fell on deaf ears, particularly they fell on deaf ears in terms of President Herbert Hoover. In fact, in the spring of 1930, just a few weeks after this debacle was signed into law by the president, a petition was presented to the president signed by over 1,000 economists at the time, asking the president to veto the legislation. And there is a who's who of economic figures at the time that signed on to this petition. Not to mention Henry Ford. Henry Ford spent an evening at the White House. During that evening, he was trying to convince Herbert Hoover to veto the bill. In fact, one of the great quotes of Henry Ford is in reference to this Tariff Act of 1930. He called it, quote, an economic stupidity, unquote. J.P. Morgan's CEO at the time was Thomas Lamont. And Thomas Lamont begged Herbert Hoover to veto the Smoot-Hawley tariff bill. Well, ironically, Herbert Hoover opposed the bill. Now, he did not veto the bill, but he opposed the bill. He called it vicious, extortionate, obnoxious. These are direct quotes from Herbert Hoover, the president of the United States at the time. He felt it would undermine his commitment to international cooperation, which, by the way, it did. He was right about that. But he was under tremendous influence, and he signed the bill. Turned out he was right, because in a New York minute, Canada raised tariffs against U.S. products. Other countries raised tariffs against U.S. products in retaliation. And, by the way, these threats of retaliation, they began well before the bill became law. Other countries said, if you do this, we'll do this. If you put a 35% tariff on this, we're going to put a 35% tariff on this that you buy from us. If you put a 35% tariff on products coming into the U.S., we're going to put a 35% tariff on the products you send to us, they said. And it was a disaster. The Tariff Act of 1930 was an unmitigated disaster. What happened? Did any good at all come? Of course not. I hope you're sitting down because these numbers are big. From 1929 to 1933, products imported into the United States decreased by two-thirds. Imports in 1933 were $1.5 billion. But in 1929, they were $4.4 billion. They declined by two-thirds. What happened to exports? Exports decreased 61% during the same 4 years. Exports, which create jobs in the USA, exports declined from $5.4 billion to $2.1 billion. Gross national product was $103 billion in 1929. It was less than $76 billion 2 years later, and $55.5 billion in 1933. Gross national product nearly declined 50% in 4 years. What about Europe? We import products from Europe. Imports from Europe fell from $1.33 billion in 1929 to less than $400 million 3 years later. What about exports that create jobs in the U.S.? Exports to Europe fell from $2.3 billion in 29 to less than $800 million 3 years later. What about world trade? World trade creates jobs in the United States for our export account. World trade decreased by two-thirds from 1929 to 1934. The Smoot-Hawley Tariff Act of 1930 was, to be kind, to be very kind, it was an unmitigated disaster. So be careful. Be careful when you hear people on the public stage saying, we're going to protect American jobs by placing tariffs on imported products. Boys and girls, this is sheer lunacy. I'm Bob Brinker. This is Money Talk.
Money Talk.
As I've said, one of the best ways to manage your debt is by creating a spending plan and sticking to it. Here's a plan to help you get serious about your credit. Enroll in Experian Credit Tracker. You get anytime access to your credit report and FICO score, plus powerful tools to help you make the most of your credit, including a direct line to Experian's credit experts. So get serious about your credit, starting with your $1 credit report and FICO score at Experian.com.
Last night, Cheryl Loggy made her status. Any moms out there know a good stroller for twins? Help! It got 10 likes and 8 comments. Geico also has a comment, Cheryl. While we don't know which stroller you should go with, we do know that in as little as 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance just by switching to Geico. And with that money, you can buy the swankiest of rides for your tiny duo to cruise around in. Right on down to potty training town. Hashtag twins, hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
Petey stopped eating and all his hair fell out.
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Our hairballs have hairballs.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, he scratched incessantly. There was hair all over. I heard a radio advertisement for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids, zinc.
There's flaxseed oil,
the seaweed, the kelp,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 2 weeks, the shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days, and Sundance's coat was starting to get shiny and glossy the way it had when she was a puppy.
Tons of energy, no more bad smells.
If your dog has shedding, dry skin, excessive scratching, the phone number for Dynavite is 859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Quick, how fast can you come up with a four-letter word for each letter of the alphabet starting from A to Z? Ready? Go!
A. Able. Beat. Let's see. Cake. Deal. East. Fate. Game. Hike. Iron. Oh, I'm on a roll. Joke.
Introducing Fit Brains, the brain training program with over 50 fun games like this one, Apples to Zebras. Fit Brains is designed by neuroscientists and game experts to challenge your brain's memory, focus, speed of thinking, and more. Download the free Fit Brains app right now. It's available on iTunes and Google Play.
Tall. Undo. Vest. W. Wand. Is there even a four-letter word for X?
Do you enjoy challenging your brain with fun games? To train your brain with other fun Fit Brains games like this one, download the free Fit Brains app. It's available on iTunes and Google Play. Hurry, download the Fit Brains app for free right now. Fit Brains, brain training success.
Attention foodies, savor the finer things in life at Masters of Taste, an incredible new outdoor food and beverage festival taking place on Sunday, April 3rd at 3 p.m. Walk the field of the historic Pasadena Rose Bowl and enjoy unlimited samplings from LA's best restaurants, mixologists, craft brewers, and wineries. Tickets are on sale now at www.masteroftastela.com. 100% of event proceeds benefit Union Station Homeless Services, a nonprofit helping men, women, and children rebuild their lives.
We've made a lot of changes to 790 KABC, all designed for your better listening. I'm Operations Director Drew Hayes, and with the additions of Dr. Drew and Psycho Mike, the new time for Jillian and John and for Peter Tilden, and more fun added to Doug and T-Ray in the morning, we put our best live and local foot forward. So let us know how we're doing. Call the KABC feedback phone, 310-840-2879 at Letter Rep, 310-840-2879. And thanks for listening to Live and Local 790 KABC.
I love KABC.
End of message.
This is Money Talk.
We are back in America's Money Program. Whether you're caught up in the struggle for the legal tender or just wasting away in Margaritaville, you're always welcome right here on Money Talk. Thanks for joining us. Let's get Dave on the line in Toledo, Ohio. Hello, Dave.
Yeah, hi, Bob. Good talking with you, a longtime listener.
Thank you.
Question on a retirement option on a full annuity versus a partial annuity in a lump. And the option is the annuity would be at a $65,500 per year. And then the partial annuity would be a $44,400 a year with a $339,000 partial lump with that.
Okay, so when I look at something like this, I try to figure out the rate of return that you're being paid on the lump sum that you forego if you take the income stream.
Okay.
Now, let me ask you, is there any indexation that applies here?
There is not. So it would be the same until I die.
Yeah. So I would take that $65,500 and I would subtract out the $44,400 that you would still get if you took the partial lump sum. And you'll find, if you do that, that the annual difference is $21,100. And then I would take that as a percentage of the $339,000 you forego.
Okay.
If you don't take the partial lump sum, and the number is 6.2%. So what they're paying you is 6.2% annual on that amount. It's really that simple, because if you take 6.2% of $339,000, then you get that $21,100 a year.
Okay, I'm with you with that. And I guess my other question would be, a lot of times people would take that lump to try to invest that money and get further growth. From my perspective, if I already have got about $2.8 million sitting off to the side as an investment portfolio, I've got that there that I can grow, and I could more or less use the 65.5, sort of like a Social Security, that I've got that guaranteed coming in every month.
That's true. That's true. I mean, the fact that you have 2.8 in your investment portfolio, and I have to say congratulations on a job well done there, Dave, in putting
Thank
that
you.
Together. You have $2.8 million in your portfolio, which gives you the ability to take withdrawals at a reasonably conservative percentage along the way as needed. And then you would have the 65.5 coming in, because after all, 6.2% is a decent return on that amount that you would forego. And after all, adding 339 to your portfolio is not going to change things a whole lot for you, since you have close to three already in your portfolio. I think your thinking is sound.
Okay, so you're thinking the going with the full annuity is probably the way to go, because I have that money set off to the side already in investments.
Yeah, I mean, it probably would encourage you to spend more, because you'd have the money coming in an income stream. And I think that that's a good thing in the situation that you're in. Now, obviously, it's very important that this be absolutely guaranteed. Is that the case?
Well, it depends if the company stays around. You know, it's a company pension.
Well, give me some idea. What industry are they in?
Utility company.
Yeah. Well, is the company in trouble, or are they doing well?
Seem to be doing well.
Well, that's really your risk. I mean, that is your risk. You would take it either way, of course, depending on the amount you took. But, I mean, I see that as your risk.
Now, if that got thrown over to the government, they only pay up to a certain maximum. Is that correct?
Yeah, pension guarantee is fine, but they generally, in the case of a big, fat pension stream like this, they generally can't match it. So that is your risk, Dave, and I would focus on that risk primarily.
All righty.
Okay.
I really appreciate your words of wisdom.
And if you do see any risk there, Dave, then I would definitely take that payout.
Okay, I understand.
Thank you, Dave.
All right, have a good day.
1-800-934-2221, that is our contact number. That's a very, very good question that Dave asks, and that was why I was curious about the net worth figure, at least in terms of the financial portfolio. His financial portfolio is so much larger. I mean, it's like eight times larger than that lump sum amount he was talking about, that I think that that rather dwarfs it and pushes that really to the back in terms of priorities. And I think the priority in this particular question comes to the viability of that pension stream, the viability of that income stream, because the last thing in the world you want to do is have a situation like this wind up in the hands of Pension Guarantee Corp. And they do good work at Pension Guarantee Corp in bailing out the pension funds that go to them, and all too many have. But the fact is, in the case of a high payout pension deal, as a general rule, you're not going to get the full amount from the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation. That acronym is PBGC, Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation. And so that becomes an enormous consideration when you're trying to make a decision on whether to take a lump sum. Because once you take that lump sum, you roll that into an IRA, you control the money, you add it to your investment portfolio, you can take a withdrawal percentage on an annual basis if you so choose, and you have taken that risk off the table because you took that money, you put it into your portfolio, you deferred the taxes by doing a rollover, and you're in the catbird seat in that situation. Once you make the decision to take the annuity stream, the income stream, then you're at the mercy of the viability of your company and everything that goes with that. And that's why we were focusing on that question with that caller. 1-800-934-2221. For information on my investment letter, that's Bob Brinker's Market Timer investment letter, go to bobbrinker.com and request a complimentary back issue. Very easily done. Just go to bobbrinker.com, click on the Request a Complimentary Back Issue feature, and that's all there is to it. That way you can get a back issue, see what's in it, see what the format is, and see whether it can be helpful in your investor. There's more to come. Stay with us if you can. It is the flight of the Starship Money Talk.
This is Money Talk.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
That's negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1, but if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. I've made contact before. In fact, according to J.D. Power, they've provided award-winning client service for 6 years in a row.
Roger that, QL1. It's nice to know they're out there, wherever they are.
Detroit Control. They're in Detroit. Over.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, you should give Physicians Mutual Insurance Company a call. 1-800-919-5772. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired or on Medicare. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. That's right, any dentist you want. Call in the next 10 minutes and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-919-5772. That's 1-800-919-5772. 1-800-919-5772.
Remember when people used to wash stuff by hand, like clothes and dishes? Or how about this one? Remember when you had to wash your CPAP system by hand? Wait, you still wash your CPAP by hand? Boy, have we got to catch you up. Listen, SoClean.com has created the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It's faster, more sanitary, and a heck of a lot easier than whatever you're doing. And for a limited time, you can try it at home risk-free for 30 days. You better get on this. Just call 1-800-551-4919. SoClean is completely automated and hands-free. It destroys 99.9% of all CPAP germs. Clean your CPAP system in minutes with no water or hassle. Talk about life-changing. Now, remember when you called for your in-home trial from SoClean.com? Wait, you still haven't called? Here's the number again. It's a limited-time offer, so don't wait. Call 1-800-551-4919. 1-800-551-4919.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-973-5992. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-973-5992. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-973-5992. That's 1-800-973-5992.
Want to see what you'd look like if you had a flatter belly? Now's your chance, because for a limited time, we're giving away free trials of Newbiotics, the new discovery that flattens bloated bellies fast. But hurry and call now while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-974-5528. Strict limit of one free trial per household. These free trials are reserved for anyone, male or female, who's looking for maximum belly flattening in minimum time. Newbiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so just think how much better you'll look and feel. Want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly? Now's your chance. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving these trials of Newbiotics away for free. 1-800-974-5528. That's 1-800-974-5528. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-974-5528.
Live. And local. 790 KABC.
This is Money Talk.
Ah, yes, those million-dollar notes that buy the favors and the votes. They also give you the best government money can buy right here in the good old USA. Mike is on the line in Sunnyvale. Hello, Mike.
Bob, thanks so much for taking my call. I'm 52 years old, and I've been dollar cost averaging into the stock market via various company 401ks for the last 30 years. I've basically been following your active passive portfolio since about 2001. I recently received cash from inheritance, and I'm planning on taking that cash into, along with my previous portfolio, into portfolio number 3, tweaking the weightings to get 70% stock, 30% bond allocation.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the first time that I'll be having a taxable account as part of my retirement portfolio, and I wondered if you could help me think through this move from a tax efficiency perspective.
Well, for tax efficiency, that would be very easily done because you could use your active passive portfolio, which is an equity portfolio. You could use that as the equity portion of your model portfolio 3, and that means you wouldn't have to make any transactions at all. And then you could introduce into that hypothetical model portfolio 3, you could introduce the fixed income funds that we have in model portfolio 3. There are three of those. You could put 10% in each of those three funds. You'd have a 70-30 mix. You wouldn't have to touch your stock portfolio. You could simply make the additions to the fixed income portfolio, and it'd be very easily done.
Would this, these fixed income investments, the 10, 10, and 10, as you say, would I put those in, leave those in taxable accounts, or should I shift it so that I have those in tax privileged?
Well, the general rule on that is that you want to have your income producing securities, such as interest bearing securities, in your tax privileged account, where you get the full advantage of the tax privilege, even if that advantage is simply deferring the taxation to retirement. It's still a nice advantage because that money is accumulating and reinvesting. And then you put your equity holdings to the extent possible in your personal accounts in order to take care, in order to take advantage of the more preferential rates on capital gains.
Very good. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Mike. By putting your equity holdings in your personal accounts, you are able to benefit from the lower rates on capital gains that are currently in force. You're able to benefit from the qualified dividend lower rate that applies to that income stream. And so there are various benefits that accrue to you by putting equity holdings in personal accounts. Whereas if you put taxable interest-bearing securities in tax-privileged accounts, you're not getting an immediate tax hit on that interest flow. That's the concept there. 1-800-934-2221. We are going to the Nutmeg State in Greenwich, Connecticut. Welcome to Money Talk.
Thanks, Bob. Thank you for taking my call, sir.
What's up?
Excellent job today.
Thank you.
I wanted to talk to you about the unemployment numbers you mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
I was reading the front of the Wall Street Journal today, and they said that hours are also down and also wages are down.
Okay. Now, I don't know how long you've been listening, but let me just clue you in to what we said on the broadcast earlier today. We said that the work week, the average work week declined. That means what you just said, hours are down. And we also pointed out that it may or may not be an aberration. It's 1 month's figure. We just don't know.
Oh, I apologize, Bob. I caught it at the second half of that. I apologize. My other question was, I noticed there's been a lot of new books. I noticed on your website you recommended Roger Lowenstein's book on the Fed. On the front page of the book review of the New York Times today, they were talking about Brown's new book from Warren Business School about the Fed's different role it's taken on the powers it had when it was established versus the powers that it has now. And I'm wondering if you think there's any importance to that and the role it has taken. And if I may ask one other quick question, the World Economic Forum talking about digital currency coming, I was wondering what you think about that and the pros and the cons.
I think it's too early. I appreciate that second question, but I think it's way too early to comment on whether we're going to have a digital currency or not. We certainly don't have a digital currency yet, as far as I'm concerned. I don't consider the Bitcoin to be a serious global currency option at this point, given the wild fluctuations that occur in that security. I think that that Roger Lowenstein, in his visits to Money Talk, has made some really critical points. And I think he has really helped our Money Talk listeners across the USA get a better understanding of what the Federal Reserve is all about. And somebody else who's helped on that has been a frequent guest, the esteemed Princeton University professor and the former vice chairman of the Federal Reserve, Alan Blinder. And I think that both in the case of Dr. Blinder and in the case of the author Roger Lowenstein, we have learned a number of things about the Federal Reserve over the years that are of very, very high value. And just to provide a synopsis of that, for those that have any confusion at all about the function of the Federal Reserve, these would be the points that I would emphasize. That first of all, the Federal Reserve is designed to serve as a banker to other banks and to hold the reserves of other banks. In fact, right now the Federal Reserve is holding over $2 trillion, T as in Tom over $2 trillion in reserves of member banks that are on deposit at the Fed. And in return, the banks are receiving a small interest payment annual percentage for that deposit money. In addition to that, with reference to the Federal Reserve, of course, they establish, they set the short-term interest rates. Now, right now, the short-term interest rates are set at 0.25% to 0.5% annual in the form of the federal funds rate. The federal funds rate is the shortest of all rates because it is, even though it can change during the day, it changes all the time, it's within a very narrow band established by the Fed. And it is essentially the lending rate that applies when one member bank lends reserves to another member bank at the end of the day, because each member bank is mandated to have X dollars on reserve with the Federal Reserve as a percentage of their deposit base. And so on some days, they might find themselves a little short in their deposit account at the Fed. Well, they can borrow money from other banks that are flush with funds at the federal funds rate, and that's where the federal funds rate applies, the loans that the banks make overnight to one another in order to flesh out their reserve account at the Fed. In addition to that, the Federal Reserve is responsible for supervising the banking system. Now, there's been some criticism, especially from Elizabeth Warren, the senator from Massachusetts. There's been some criticism from Elizabeth Warren in particular over the Federal Reserve's role as supervisor of the banking system, and I think that Senator Warren's criticisms are justified. And I think that you've seen Madam Chair Yellen try to improve the supervision process that the Federal Reserve implements to its member banks and to the banking system in general. Obviously, in addition to this, the Federal Reserve is responsible for managing monetary policy. We're going to see that again on the 15th and 16th of March when they will once again determine whether to make any change in the federal funds rate. In addition to that, the Federal Reserve provides liquidity to the banking system, and this is very important. They act as the lender of last resort. And the reason they act as the lender of last resort, as they did in 2008, that's their job, is so adequate credit can be made available to the banking system. And that's a synopsis of what the Federal Reserve is all about. Your calls are welcome on the toll-free line at 1-800-934-2221. I'm Bob Brinker. This is Money Talk.
Money Talk.
Going back to the MyVeg and saying, you cost me a lot of misery, and all total, $2,700 in doggy fees, and all it took was one container of Dynavite. 2 pounds, 3 ounces, and my dog has been cured. Abby's a 5-year-old silky terrier. She had, like, chicken pox on her belly, clusters of bumps on her back, and she was allergic to, like, 70-some-odd things. So the dermatologist, it was, oh, yeah, just keep giving her needles every 10 days. But she's not clearing up. And then it came up on my radio, Dynavite.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
.com
858-428-1000.
And I was like, oh, that's it. I give her the Dynavite after 5 weeks. And one morning, there was nothing there. And I'm like, she's all clear. There wasn't one blemish on her body. Her fur is beautiful. She is totally happy. She is as healthy, bump-free, pimple-free, shiny, silky. It turned our lives around. So thank you very much for Dynavite. I couldn't be happier. Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E. .com.
I'm Steve Sitkowski, a former Wall Street insider. Right now, I'm holding a book that could change your life. It will show you investing strategies which could help you earn the kind of money you've always dreamed about. And right now, I'm giving this book away for free. So who needs to read it? If you're in the middle of your career and you worry you'll never have enough money to retire, you need to read this book. If you're already retired and your income isn't enough, you need to read this book. And if you don't want to be selling burgers at the age of 80, well, you need to read this free book. The reality is, you'll need at least $1 million to ever fully retire. If you're behind on that goal, you really need to read Trade Like the Pros. And you can for free by calling 1-800-900-1139. Are you skeptical that it will deliver results? It's a free book, so what do you have to lose? Find out how at 1-800-900-1139. 1139. That's 1-800-900-1139. 1-800-900-1139.
For the best deals and the best styles of the season, get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Sale. All in-stock North American and European laminate is 10 to 20% off. Get popular styles from just 39 cents. Plus, get up to $2 a square foot off 3/4 inch solid pre-finished hardwood and pre-finished engineered hardwood from 99 cents. Get 20% off wood look tile, and all in-stock vinyl plank is on sale. Plus, deals on bamboo from $169 and 18-month special financing. For the best flooring deals this week, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Hey, you like free stuff, right?
Yeah.
Well, KABC is on a mission to hook you up with tickets to the hottest concerts, comedy shows, movie premieres, theme parks, restaurants, gift cards, cash books, DVDs, and t-shirts. Well, pretty much anything that we can get our hands on.
Gimme.
It's four. Hang on a second, teacher. Four. You can get your hands on these cool prizes. There are a couple of rules.
KABC on-air contests are open to legal U.S. residents age 18 or older at the time of entry who reside in Los Angeles, Orange, San Bernardino, Riverside, or Ventura counties.
Employees of Cumulus Media Holdings Incorporated, its parent company, affiliates, related entities, and subsidiaries, promotional sponsors, prize providers, advertising agencies, other radio stations serving the listening area, and immediate family members and household members of all such employees are not eligible to participate.
Listeners may only win once every 30 days. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Limit one entry per person unless otherwise stated.
Winners are responsible for all taxes is associated with any prize. For prizes valued at over $600 in any calendar year, winners will be issued a 1099 form. No transfer or substitution of prizes.
Prizes may not be redeemed for cash, auctioned, or sold, and must be claimed by the winner at the station during normal business hours with valid U.S. ID. Once notified, prizes must be claimed within 30 days and a release signed, or prizes forfeited.
A complete copy of the rules can be obtained at the offices of any radio station owned and or operated by Cumulus Media Holdings Incorporated or by visiting kabc.com/contest-rules.
This is Money Talk.
We're back at America's Money Program, and we thank you for joining us. Let's get Bob on the line in North Hollywood. Hello, Bob.
Hi, Bob. This is Bob in North Hollywood. How are you doing today?
Good to have you with us.
Thank you, and I really appreciate being a Market Timer subscriber and listening to you all the time. It's taught me so much and helped me and my family so much. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Bob.
So my question is, yes, I understand that tariffs are not the way to go with trade because that creates a terrible war where everyone loses, but what is the solution to the trade problem? We have tremendous deficits, trade deficits.
Well, an obvious solution would be for Americans to reduce their appetite for imported products. What do you think the prospects are of that?
Well, I don't think the prospects are good, but, you know, to do that would almost be a general depression of demand, and then we would probably stop demanding U.S. goods, too.
Well, obviously it could turn out to be that way, but that's not what I was talking about. I mean, if you want an ideal solution of how to narrow a trade gap, it would be for domestic consumers, American consumers, to spend more of their money on U.S. products and less of their money on imported products, and your trade deficit would go down.
Right. That would be one solution. Be very patriotic to do that. But let me try to put it this way. Do you think that's really the bulk of the problem, that it's just we're buying too many foreign goods? I mean, the other countries have our money. Why aren't they buying American goods? Why, you know, I don't under, is the fact of unfair trade really true?
Well, I think one of the reasons here, certainly in the timeline we're talking about right now, which is the short term or the intermediate term, The answer to your question is that the U.S. economy is doing better than the rest of the world. It's really that simple. For example, the countries that are commodity-based economies, countries like Canada, countries like Australia, countries like Chile, and some of the South American countries that are heavy in commodity production, if you take a look, the fact is that the decline in commodity prices has had a degrading impact on those country economies. And therefore, it has degraded the ability of consumers in those countries to buy American exports. And then when you take a look at the economy in Europe, I mean, they're trying everything that they can possibly do in terms of their bag of tricks the European Central Bank under Super Mario Draghi. They're trying everything they can to get that economy to grow a little faster, but it's just bouncing along at a very, very low rate, extremely low rate. Therefore, that has an impact on the ability of European consumers to purchase American exports. So part of the answer to your question is the U.S. economy is doing better than the vast majority of economies around the world. Therefore, it follows that U.S. consumers are in a better position to buy imported products than foreign consumers are to buy our exports.
Okay, and I understand that. And does that account for a big portion of deficit? I mean, then what are they doing with all our dollars that they have when we buy their goods? Are they just socking it away, I mean, in the mattress or for another rainy day?
Well, in the case of China and in the case of Japan, they've taken big slugs of that money and invested that money in United States treasuries. The largest owners of U.S. Treasury securities in the terms of single countries are China and Japan.
So actually, I mean, we might have a goods trade deficit, but they're buying financial products. So, I mean, the overall balance, I mean, it's always even because they got to do something with that money.
Well, they do have to do something with the money, and they do. But the reality is that when China or Japan invests money in U.S. treasuries, it doesn't really have any material impact on daily trade. You still have the trade imbalance as long as American consumers are buying more imported products than foreign consumers are buying of U.S. exports. But it's a good point, Bob, and I certainly do appreciate it. Let's also not forget the impact that globalization has on all of this. We can never discount the impact of globalization on all of these topics. It is a really big part of what is going on out there. Globalization is a major factor in what's going on out there. You can stream Money Talk on your computer and download Money Talk to your smartphone. That's Money Talk on Demand. And, of course, the Investment Talk is year-round here on the broadcast. And you can listen to Money Talk wherever you go, whenever you like, with Money Talk on Demand. Sign up at BobBrinker.com right there at the Money Talk on Demand logo. We go to San Rafael, California. Patricia, welcome. Hello,
question.
Patricia.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. Would you recommend investing a majority of your holdings in one investment management company such as, can I name one?
Sure.
Okay, such as Vanguard or Fidelity or Schwab, or would you recommend that somebody use more than one investment management company?
This is probably a personal judgment, and people have to feel comfortable with the decision they make. From my point of view, when you're dealing with what I would call blue-chip companies, you just named three blue-chip companies, when you're dealing with companies of that stature, my own opinion is I'm okay with it. I don't really feel a need to diversify between companies like that, but I'm sure some people feel differently about it.
Mm-hmm. Bob, could I ask a second quick question about
Sure.
the S&P 500 index?
Sure.
Okay, so I have heard some people say that the S&P 500 index is almost like a bubble because so much money has been invested into it. Do you agree with that, or do you think that it's not any more risky than it's ever been for any of the reasons that it's
Patricia, ever been risky? Patricia, it would not be possible for me to say that the S&P 500 represents a bubble, and I'll tell you why. Because after the market closed on February 10th in the 1851 area, the Market Timer investment letter published a buy signal at the website in the form of a special subscriber message. The first time to buy into no-load funds was the next day, and the S&P closed at its two-year low and its correction low of 1829. And now it's sitting essentially at the 2000 level. It's done extremely well since that buy signal was issued. And from my point of view, it should not be characterized at this time as representing a bubble. And look, remember, people are going to be out there saying various things about the market. There are many scare stories. We hear them reiterated on a regular basis on the program by listeners. There are scare stories. We've heard all the stories. The dollar is going to collapse. Instead, the dollar rallied. Gold is going to 5,000. Instead, gold went to the 1,200s. We've heard all of these stories. We've heard that the banks were going to fail. We've heard all of these stories. They have all turned out to be wrong. Now, how could so many people be so wrong about so many things for so long? I'll leave that to them to explain. But from my point of view, this is fear-mongering. These are scare stories that are designed to get people to buy scare story products. I'm Bob Brinker. It's America's money program, coast to coast, border to border, in the islands of Hawaii and north to Alaska. It's Money Talk. As I've said, one of the best ways to manage your debt is by creating a spending plan and sticking to it. Here's a plan to help you get serious about your credit. Enroll in Experian Credit Tracker. You get anytime access to your credit report and FICO score, plus powerful tools to help you make the most of your credit, including a direct line to experienced credit experts. So get serious about your credit, starting with your $1 credit report and FICO score at Experian.com.
Last night, Cheryl Loggy made her status. Any moms out there know a good stroller for twins? Help! It got 10 likes and 8 comments. Geico also has a comment, Cheryl. While we don't know which stroller you should go with, we do know that in as little as 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance just by switching to Geico. And with that money, you can buy the swankiest of rides for your tiny duo to cruise around in. Right on down to potty training town. Hashtag twins, hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Quick, how fast can you come up with a four-letter word for each letter of the alphabet starting from A to Z? Ready? Go!
A. Able. Beat. Let's see. Cake. Deal. East. Faint. Game. Hike. Iron. Oh, I'm on a roll. Joke. Kite.
Introducing Fit Brains, the brain training program with over 50 fun games like this one, Apples to Zebras. Fit Brains is designed by neuroscientists and game experts to challenge your brain's memory, focus, speed of thinking, and more. Download the free Fit Brains app right now. It's available on iTunes and Google Play.
Tall. Undo. Vest. W. Wand. Is there even a four-letter word for X?
Do you enjoy challenging your brain with fun games? To train your brain with other fun fit...